You know, it's like in relationships, you know, if like a guy or a girl doesn't call you at a certain moment when you've called them and you've got yourself emotionally vulnerable, you're like, you know what? They're playing me. I know you guys probably can't relate to this, so just let me and Louisa have a minute. So then my mind will say, well, you know what? I'm going to play them right back. You know what? When they call, I'm not going to call. You know what? They're not the kind of person I want to be with anyway. You know what? They kind of got a little squirrely thing going on in their nose, and I don't like their pimples on their face, and they dress kind of funky, and they really weren't the person I was looking for anyway. And then they call and go, oh, my God, I was just thinking. I got held up in traffic. I was so jammed up, and I was just so good to talk to you. And you're like, yeah, it's so good to talk to you. And all that's gone, but it's not gone. It's recorded in me. It's recorded into me, and it's just waiting for activation in any other time. If it's neutralized by even a God moment, I don't even acknowledge God in that moment. I just like, you're lucky. You're lucky you weren't. This is the beautiful one. You're lucky you weren't doing what I think you were doing. Because I've already judged, sentenced, tried you, and now I'm ready to sentence you over what my mind told me you were doing. So, you know, this is the constant debate in life. This is a debating mind. That is alcoholism. The devastating part of it is once I activate that thought of you not calling me or treating me a certain way, I actually have no will to resist its demands. I'll play it out to the nth degree. And the longer you don't talk to me or I don't hear from you, the worse the story gets. And the more severe my reactions get to that, and that there's a fondness in me because I already know what the future's going to be because I'm already predicting it, because it's coming from my past, because it's coming from somebody else who hurt me the same way you're hurting me now, that my mind's telling me you're hurting me, so I'm going to respond to it the same way. And then I have the audacity to wake up and why, how come I don't have anybody in my life, and how come I don't have relationships?